Yes, it's the Goldbergs. Say, wait a minute. Give me a chance to explain.
Now, please, dear young man, I've got work to do. And besides, what you say is, well, it's impossible.
But if you don't...
Why, a lot of ladies I know say they never heard of one granulated soap doing all three kinds of wash.
But how can you or anyone say it's impossible when you work...
Just imagine me washing my colored rayon slips with the same granulated soap I use for overalls and grimy towels.
Well, that just proves you've never tried new does. It's one soap for everything in your wash.
But how can a granulated soap so safe for rayon undies get work shirt clean?
Well, does get them wonderfully clean.
Now, listen here. If that means a lot of hard scrubbing, I'm not interested.
There's no hard scrubbing with does, and no boiling either. In fact, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than you does.
Well, what about my white pieces, my towels and linen?
I'm glad you brought that up. Why, you've never seen whiter washes than you'll get with does, I promise you. Your towels and linens will simply gleam. In fact, there's not another soap of any kind, bar, chip, or granules, that can get clothes whiter than does.
Well, I never...
Say, just you try does. You'll find it isn't quite like any soap you ever bought before. Why, when Procter & Gamble made does, they made a really new kind of granulated soap, not just a new improvement of an old soap.
My land.
Why, even the suds are different. Yes, if you've been using any of the other four leading granulated laundry soaps in your machine... You'll find does is better every way for suds. It makes more suds, even in hardest water, suds that build up faster and that last up to twice as long.
Well, it certainly sounds wonderful.
Say, does is wonderful. Remember, it's made to do everything in your wash, and believe me, does it. So, join the does line at your store today and ask for does, D-U-Z, in the big red and white box. And now... The Goldbergs. Well, poor Molly's doing everything wrong. Sammy called to say that Chris and Oriana are married, but she left just before the call came in, and now she still doesn't know. So here are Molly and Jake and Rosie driving down to the station to meet Sammy and hear the bad news, while everybody else in town knows the good news. For Sammy called the operator from a previous stop of the train and told her to spread the word that the train was bringing Dr. Cater and his new wife.
Please, you don't have to drive so fast. Please, we have time.
Please, Molly. Who is driving?
Ma, please. All right, but I'm nervous. I can be nervous.
What
I don't like to go around curves like that. I don't like to go around curves like that. Oh, I thought I was going to drive to the station on a bed of mission.
All right, Mama, darling.
Yeah, all right, Mama, darling. Because it wasn't the way I wanted it.
And
the whole thing couldn't be helped. It could be helped. That's why I'm angry. It could be helped. From the whole romance, I got three turkeys in it.
All right,
the whole romance. Oh, I can't even let the telephone ring. Maybe it was important.
What did you say?
I'm sorry to let the telephone ring.
Huh?
Nothing. Three turkeys I got. And the refrigerator. That's what I got. That was Mrs. Willoughby, no?
Uh-huh.
She said that she was going to go in the station.
I know.
Oh, I suppose if I suggested that I should have gotten on the train with Orion, you would have made a whole to-do.
Your suggestion wouldn't have surprised me. You could even have invited yourself to accompany them on their honeymoon.
If I was on the train, yes, you sure there would have been a honeymoon. Now there's nothing. Not even a wedding.
And whose fault is that?
Well, it isn't Mama's car.
Quiet.
Quiet. Oh, how did you do,
car?
Oh, that's Mr. and Mrs. Hughes.
They're also going to the station.
Yes, they're going to the station. Oh, I wonder who it was that was trying to get us on the telephone. I'm sorry I didn't wait to answer.
What did you say?
About the telephone, I'm sorry.
I can't hear you.
Nothing.
Are you going to go to the station?
What is this? A funeral or something?
Turn me apart. Turn here.
Please.
Don't be so nervous, Jake.
What then should I be? What then can I be?
Mama's the one that should really be nervous. You weren't interested in whether Uriah and I Mr. Wayo or whether she married Dr. Taylor.
All right, please. Please. No, that's it. That's all we're talking. Please, it's over. Finished, and it's final.
Oh, and it's final.
Yeah. Then let it be final now. Molly, save your maneuvering for your own children.
Ah. Oh.
Another car.
Everybody's gone to the station. I'm sorry we didn't wait to see who was on the telephone.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Go ahead. Who is stopping you?
Oh, that is Dr. Cady's father. Hello?
We'll see you at the station.
We'll see you at the station.
I can't hear you, Ma. This way, Jake, please.
I know my way to the station. Thank you.
Oh, my. Look at all the couples. Look at all the cars. Oh, my, it looks like everybody in Lastonbury is here. Oh, my, it looks like everybody in Lastonbury is here.
In the car. Wait till we get out.
Hello, Mr.
And as Jake guides his car into the throng and Molly stares for turnout, the train, the 4:15 to New York, coming around the big curve that leads to Lastonbury Station. Oriane and Trish are sitting together, not quite realizing yet that they're married. But married.
Darling, here I am, coming back to my old hometown. I'm a new man. 3 hours ago when I left, I was Dr. Christopher Cater, Jr. And now as we get closer to town, Oriane, everything looks the same, although I've changed.
How have you changed, Chris?
Well, I used to be Dr. Cater's son, and now I'm Oriane's husband.
It was a come down.
Yes, darling, but I did it with my eyes open. I chose between freedom and slavery.
Did marriage make you a slave?
Oh, good heavens, no. It makes me free.
Oh.
There's no bondage more servile than the bondage of a single man in love with a woman who's always twisting out of his hands. So now that I've captured you, I'm free again.
And now you'll neglect me.
Once a year.
Only once a year?
Yes, once a year. The rest of the time, I'll hound you to death. You know, Oriane...
What should I know, Chris?
I believe I'm falling in love with you.
No? Just after we were married?
Of course. That's the time when you fall in love. Before you're married, it's more like headhunting, you know, sport. But after you've got your prey, well, I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you.
Oh, I take that for granted.
Oh, you do?
Of course. If I had to worry about that now, I'd lose my mind. And if I lost my mind 3 hours after I lost my heart, it would be nothing but a bag of bones, an empty shell. That's the truth. Oriane, you've made me discover how much I've dreamed of a day like this. And a time like this. And a love like this. I've waited a whole life for your entrance. And when I saw you, when I knew you, when I realized the woman you were, it was like hearing the one awaited word. The open sesame to my own heart. Desperately in love with you.
I thought I was afraid that you didn't care that I loved you.
Oh, passing from one life into another is easy. But I passed. I'm here with you. Both of us.
You are a poet, Chris.
No, I'm a doctor who's become his own patient.
Hello. We're getting there.
Oh. Yes. Yes. Well, there's Martin's two big barns.
Where's David Kenny?
Oh, Walt's telling him stories in French.
Oh, how do you like Walt, Sammy?
Well, he seems like a very nice fella. Smart.
Oh, he was a genius all his life until he realized he was having mother trouble.
Oh. Well, mother trouble reminds me, Dr. Cater, that we're going to have mother trouble.
Your mother?
Yeah, she's going to be very, very angry when she finds out you married Oriane without having her present.
Oh, I didn't have any choice, Sammy. I wanted to catch her before she changed her mind. You would have changed your mind, wouldn't you, Oriane?
Mm-hmm.
You see? You got to watch.
Well, my mother's going to be awfully disappointed. Well, here we are arriving at the station. We'll get off the train and no one will know anything. My mother likes celebrations.
Oh, you couldn't get her on the phone, could you?
No, she wasn't home.
Well, my feeling is, Sammy, that it's a good thing. There's nothing more embarrassing for a man than a wedding celebration.
And there's nothing more disappointing to a woman when there isn't one.
Yes, this has been some day.
Yes.
Mm. Yes. Well, we're coming to the station.
Oh, yes.
Well,
you know, get the bag.
Yes.
Can I answer? Oh, no, no, no. I'll take care of it. Oh, I'll take care of it.
Is that David with me?
Oh, darling. Your coat.
Thank you, dear.
Hmm. What? What's that?
Oh, those geese in the car.
Well, the whole town's up.
Hey, look at them waving.
What's happened? Sammy. Sammy, what'd you do?
Look, there's your mother, Sammy. And your father, Chris.
I have to go back and get David and water.
Sammy, you betrayed me. Sammy.
The whole town's waiting to welcome you, Dr. and Mrs.
What is this? I'm not getting off. I'm not.
Why not?
You hear them? I can't face it. Orianne, I'm terrified. Let's go on to the next thing.
Come on.
Orianne, I refuse.
Come on.
I'll divorce you. I will.
Come on. I'm your wife. I have my rights.
Oh, Orianne, please.
Hold your head up. Look as if you are proud to be married.
Orianne, protect me, please.
And along you, silly goose. Come on.
Did you say so?
Glastonbury, which has enjoyed this romance, is in on the kill. For that's what Chris thinks marriage is, the end of a long hunt for happiness. You know, I don't blame you for complaining about those halfway soap traditions, because if you use a bar soap, you don't get real speed. Or if you use a tough granulated soap, it falls short on kindness to your hands. But why let such halfway soaps go on cheating you? Why not change to new Dove? You know, Dove is that amazing new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And believe you me, Dove has everything for dishes, too, from whirlwind speed to greater safety for your hands. Just notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove. Actually, Dove is far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated laundry soap. Yet no soap made speeds through dishes faster than Dove. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Why, you can tell the difference in Dove right in the suds. So just try it today. Dove has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.